All right. Hey, guys. Welcome back to Drinks First, the podcast.
Personally, I've been drinking for an hour.
Doing my intro.
Sorry.
Excuse me. Welcome back to Drinks First. You already heard my guest, so maybe I shouldn't even go and introduce her, but this is the podcast where you can... meet
the
people.
This is now the David Letterman show. My next guest needs no introduction, and that's me.
Are we going to let me do the podcast tagline, or... This is a...
No, I want nothing more.
This is the dating podcast where New York City is kind of eligible. And you can meet them if you slide into our DMs on Instagram at drinks.first. I'm your host, Ariana... at ArianaNathani28 on Instagram if you're trying to slide into my DMs.
Which you should.
Which, please don't. Or do, maybe, I don't know.
Every day.
And yeah, I mean, my guest hasn't even... she hasn't even let me introduce her, so... Why don't we just get into it?
Oh, let's. Yeah, let's. fucking introduction.
Tell me, like, where are you from? How old are you? Where you went to school?
These are such good questions.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you. I grew up in New York City in the Union Square area. I went to a downtown private school for elementary and middle school, and then I transferred to an uptown public school. And then I went to school in Boston. And now I'm back here. Oh, I technically didn't graduate, which is hella dope. So I have an extra semester to do. So I'm moving to Mexico City in 1 month. Bachelor's and bachelorette.
So you
got a month, baby.
You got a month. Boys and girls.
And
slide through.
And so I'm just living here for now. I have a couple of jobs and I'm having so much fun. I love being home.
And she's still New York City based, even if she's leaving
her month.
Because that's the tea.
I'm around.
Yeah, she's here. So, another question I like to ask is, like, where are your favorite spots in New York City? Like, what's your favorite restaurant? Or, like, favorite place to eat right now?
I don't know. There's so many different, like, because I was thinking about that when you asked me that earlier. Like, there are my favorite restaurants to go, like, when my parents are taking me out to eat, which are... Oh my god, there's this Indian place in the neighborhood that we're living in right now called Papali, which is like amazing.
Oh,
they have this
heard of it.
Jackfruit biryani.
Oh my god,
amazing.
Of course.
Super good. And then there's also Barbuño, which is like right on my street.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody tell. I'm so anonymous.
Now you know where she lives.
There's also Kaneyama Sushi, which I love, which is near City Cinema Village East. Your St. Mark's. Oh, Vanessa's Dumplings.
Oh, true.
Love Vanessa's Dumplings.
And so what about, like, places to go out?
Places to go out. That's a great question. I had a lot of fun at House of Yes the other week, but I lost my keys, which was a bummer.
I mean,
if anyone
so
sees...
on brand for you to lose your keys at House of Yes.
Mood Ring is really
fun. Okay, yeah.
The thing is that, like, when I'm home... across the board, I fucking hate spending money.
Yeah.
And I like smoking weed, so I feel like I tend to not go out a ton when I'm home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just, like, chill at my friends' houses.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, like, where else. I like Fish Bar.
I've never been there.
Like, it's just, like, a pretty, like, small divey bar.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think what is nice for us is because we grew up here,
we have so many
friends whose houses we can go chill at.
No, it's
like,
truly the best. Like,
and it's also not like, you're not necessarily going to like your college friend's place that's tiny on like the Lower East Side, you know
what
I'm
like,
saying?
My friends got a free.
Literally it's like high school all over again. It's like,
it's
yo,
so fun, but
my parents got
stressful.
The free. Yeah. I mean... A few weeks ago, my parents had the free, and
that's true.
You were there. So many
that's
people
true.
Were there. I mean, shout out to my parents. They knew.
Yeah.
I told them. So that's the difference between now and high school.
Yeah, I would say so. I would say I had some parties in high school.
Some. She was actually like the plug.
Yeah.
After prom.
Yeah. That my parents knew about, though.
Well, yeah.
That was so sweet of them.
That
love
was really nice of them.
Love y'all.
For love you guys. I remember after prom, the next morning, like, you guys were fine because you, like, go to hunt.
I went to Hunter. Yeah. That's out of the bag.
I mean, like, we've had guests say where they go to school before. You guys go to Hunter, like, in the morning as tradition, like, in your prom dresses and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Well, I had to go to my graduation rehearsal in my prom dress and so hungover, makeup all over my face. I fell asleep standing up in heels. And my headmaster called me out for it. Yeah, because we...
Wait, that's insane.
Yeah,
that's
they laughed, though, because it was so obvious that, like...
You were fucked up.
Yeah, and, like, prom wasn't on a weekend, right? It was on a weekday.
No, yeah, it was for sure, like, a
Yeah, so, Wednesday. Obviously, I had gone to, like, someone's prom. Like, they knew.
Yeah.
And our grade is so small, so, that's like, it was so just funny. But, yeah, shout out to the high school days. That's how we met.
Miss it, love it, miss it every day.
So,
it's facts.
Do you, like, want to tell us a little bit about your dating life? Because that's why we're here.
Currently.
Currently, in the past, like.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Well, okay, tell me about what was dating like in high school versus college versus now.
Dating in high school was, like, not real. At all. I was just, like, a little bit on and off hooking up with the same person from 7th grade through 12th grade.
That's kind of so true.
Yeah, it was kind of whack.
Oh, my God.
Frankly. Shout out. Wasn't awesome. Yeah,
we're still friends, though.
We're still friends, but we definitely just, like, didn't know how to treat each other as people or as friends. Like, as people we were hooking up with / sleeping with or as friends. So it was, like...
You just, like, don't know anything when you're
in high school. You just don't. And also, like, this particular relationship, since it was founded in such a young age. Like, we were literally, like, 7th grade boyfriend and girlfriend.
You guys were so young.
We were so young. And then it was just, like, that was, like, such a crazy precedent to have been set. I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't even matter. I honestly just... Whatever. But, yeah, let's not even think about that.
Yeah, that's fair. So high school.
So
irrelevant.
High school, irrelevant.
College.
And then I think, well, something that's interesting is that around my... I, like, knew that I was not straight for a long time, but mm-hmm. I think that I fully started to acknowledge it my senior year.
Of high school.
Of high school, yeah. And, like, I remember telling my sister, and she was like, it's fine, like, when you get to college, just, like, hook up with a girl, and, like, then you'll figure it out, and, like, whatever, like, maybe you're bi, maybe you're gay, whatever.
You're like, I want to do it now.
I was like, I want to do it now, but I'm honestly having panic attacks about it every day, because I have anxiety. I'm a catch. but then I got to college, and I just, like, started dating this guy pretty immediately. Are not even dating. We started hooking up, and then we were like, we shouldn't. We're friends. And then we just, like, kept hooking up. And then we started, and it was, like, a secret. It was kind of fucked up. It was, like, pretty fucked up. At this point, I was, like, so unhappy at school.
Mm-hmm.
So I just was like, okay, this is a good thing. Or, like, this is, like, instant gratification for me in many ways.
Yeah.
And if I'm upfront about my feelings, then it's okay. And so I said to him, we had this conversation in which I said, I don't have feelings for you. I don't see myself developing them, but if you are, like, over your crush on me and you're down to hook up, then that would be
ideal.
I think we could do that.
Yeah.
And he was like, of course I don't have, like, yeah, I don't have feelings for you. That sounds great. Like, I'm down. And I was like, okay, cool. He was from the city too. And so we went home for break and we both went on vacations with our family. And then we came back and we saw each other. And I was like, I have to do it the first time I see him. Because I was like, I have to end this. And I had such horrible, horrible anxiety over it that I had no appetite for a full week. I couldn't sleep.
God.
I, like, didn't sleep for, like, a couple nights in a row at all. And we saw each other and I was like, I'm sorry, I'm kind of out of it. Like, I've been having a really hard week. But, like, I don't think we should hook up when we get back to school anymore. And he was like, what? I have no idea what you're talking about. Why would you say this? Like, why are you doing this? This makes no sense to me. Like, what you're saying makes no fucking sense. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, it was such a crazy reaction because I was like, this isn't working for me. And he was like, we're both just hooking up. Like, it doesn't matter. And I was like, that's clearly not what's happening. But I didn't want to be like, you're obviously in love with me.
Yeah.
So it was just like, I don't know. It's not working for me. And he was like, okay, well, let's meet up in a couple of days and we can talk about this again because you just don't seem like you're in a good place right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I guess. Don't feel listened to, which is kind of consistent with everything else that we've already discussed.
Yeah.
But that's fine. So we met up a couple days later and I was like, I also
immediately following this conversation, I had my appetite back. I could sleep fine. Like, it was such a weight off my shoulders. It was insane. I've, like, never really experienced anything like that.
What was, like, so what was the turning point? Was there one, like?
Yeah. So the turning point was when I ended this relationship.
Yeah, good.
But, yeah. Long story short, we started hooking up again.
Long story, short.
Yeah, in, like, February of that year. Because there was just a lot of sexual tension between us, like, always.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, following that for the next several years of college, it like, remained, even though we don't really get along as people anymore. And now, I think we're finally at a point, we had, like, a reconciling conversation 2 days after graduation.
Okay.
And I think that, like, that finally getting, like, all of the acknowledgement for, like, the things that were fucked up in the relationship and, like, voicing all of my own concerns. Because we just never really had that conversation in a real way because we kept trying to have it after, like, immediately after we broke up. And we were both just
not ready.
Too immature and, like, too upset over it. And
so basically it dragged out 4 years for you to...
It really... And it not only it dragged out 4 years, it really affected my life because we were... You know, we were best friends for that whole first year. So we shared so all of our friends, in fact, we shared. So it was really hard, yeah.
Yeah.
And he, like, lived with a bunch of my best friends, and I just, like, didn't feel comfortable or safe in their house. And it was really hard.
Yeah.
But after we broke up, I was, like, still mostly seeing boys for a while. And then... I had a threesome with one of my best friends.
Oh, okay.
At the beginning of my junior year.
I mean, should we do a small detour into the land of threesomes?
Should we? Yeah,
we should. I think we should.
And then we'll pick back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, threesomes rule. They're so fun.
Okay, wait, tell me about it. Like,
okay. Tell you. Okay.
How did the first one happen?
Okay, so the first one actually
Spoiler alert. There have been multiple.
So the first one happened with one of my best friends at school. Basically, like, he and I were hooking up or, like, making out, and she and I were making out. And then she was like, should we all hang out later? Like, just said that. And he was like, what? And I was like, LOL, you crazy. And then the after party got shut down, and I was leaving with him. And we ran into her on the way home. And we were just, like, the three of us were walking home together. And she lived, like, 2 doors down from him. And we're just, like, walking home, and we're all, like, and then we got to his door, and I was, like, okay, or she was, like, okay, good night, and I was, like, night, and he was, like, I mean, and then we're, like, what should we do? And he was, like, I mean, if you guys are comfortable with it, I am.
Are you kidding?
She's, like, one of my best friends, and we literally just looked at each other, and we're, like, I mean, okay. And we just, like, went upstairs, and then she and I started making out, I think. And then we just...
Was that your first experience with a girl?
Ew. Yeah. Yeah, which is also so crazy.
That's crazy.
Which is so crazy, I know, especially because I, like... Also, a big part of, like, my coming to terms with my queer identity, as it were. is just that I've, like, presented as super straight my whole life, and I've also been, like, I have been tall and, like, you know, have had tits since I was, like, 12 or whatever. So
that's
have just been, like, sexualized in a crazy way from a really young age.
When did that change?
I would say that...
Do you think that it was, like, this situation?
No, it changed when I dropped out of school, I think, honestly, when I took a semester off. Because that was a big part of it, was, like...
And that was your junior...
My junior spring, yeah. So I hooked up. I had this threesome. I continued to just, like, hook up with mediocre dudes.
Even after that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I am bi, like, I still enjoy that. And it was just kind of, like, what was most available to me. Also, I'm horrible at pursuit. I don't thrive in the art of pursuit. It's just, like, not something that comes naturally to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never, it's never, you know.
So how do you meet these guys, then? If you kept hooking up with, like, these mediocre guys, was it just people who were pursuing you?
Yeah.
Pretty much?
Yeah.
Was there ever, like, any instance where you pursued
Oh my god, there was this one really fun time where I really wanted to hook up with this guy, And so I orchestrated a whole party at my friend's house. I like literally like, so my friend was subletting at this house full of like kind of stratty girls, and who I didn't know. And I was like, dude, convince them to have a party and then he'll come because he's friends with them. And he was like, there's no way, it's not gonna happen. I was like, fuck you, it will. And then it did. And then we hooked up for all of junior fall. Sick. And he was like crew captain in a frat.
Oh my God. Shit.
And it was insane. That was, oh, that's why I'm spit sisters with Malia Obama.
Oh my God, really? Oh, I didn't know that, really?
Yes.
You're looking at the one and only, the one and only, but you're looking at
one of
the spit sisters.
Yes.
The Eskies.
Yes, the Eskies.
The Eskies yes. of Malia Obama.
Miss Malia.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're like pretty much.
No, I'm like famous.
It.
Yeah,
you've made
in many ways.
Why did they go to high school together or something?
They lived in DC.
Can you imagine? Like, I wonder how she did that.
Dude, also worst kisser I've ever encountered in my whole fucking life.
Did
no
Malia
joke.
Not teach him anything?
Clearly, fucking not. It was actually insane. It was like.
Did he tell you about it?
No, of course not.
Other oh, so then how did you
other
know?
People did. Other, okay. Like everyone was like, "Oh my God, that dude!" Like. Hooked up with Malia Obama.
Damn, I'm like so curious as to how Malia Obama like swung that. Was she like, hey, you want to come over to the White House?
You're right. Like, I really like, we're kind of friends now. I mean, we're not really, but like.
Write her a letter. No. We know where she lives, Cambridge.
True.
Right? She's at Harvard.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he and I were friends now, which also isn't true. We're not. But we're definitely,
but definitely not.
Yeah, we're definitely not.
Okay, so.
Anyways,
how does a threesome go down?
Great.
Or
thank
like,
you for asking.
I'm
trying to remember how those ones were initiated. So those ones were both with people that she was hooking up with.
Yeah. You don't think it's weird to have threesomes with your friends?
Depends on the friend, for mm-hmm. sure. But I think if it's a friend that you are like close with, and I mean, it depends on you too. Like,
yeah.
Like for me, with both of these friends, we just like had talked about sex and queerness and consent mm-hmm. a lot outside of these contexts.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is somebody that I feel super comfortable with and super safe with. And like, even though our friendship comes above all else, like
yeah.
on some level, I'm kind of attracted to, I guess.
Do you have to like outline those things
beforehand?
Before?
Absolutely not.
Or like outline like barriers or boundaries or like
no.
any of those things. Did you or like you don't? And you were fine. Like
no.
you enjoyed your experiences.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess all people are probably different.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's also different if it's like. A couple
yeah.
and a friend, or a couple and strangers.
Yeah,
or
but
all
of
strangers
these were like
were all
casual,
friends.
Like for the first one, it was like me and a casual hookup and my friend, and then the other ones were like my friend and her
casual
hookup and me.
Well, that I like,
which
that
is
seems
fun,
like a pretty
in
good
both of those,
like
in both of those situations, it was like me and my girlfriend being like, ha ha ha, we're having so much fun. Like,
yeah.
Ha, ha, ha. And like this dude being like, what? This is awesome. And we're like, it is fucking awesome. Like, you're having an amazing time.
But it was like pleasurable for you.
Oh,
too.
Absolutely.
Like, you're not doing it for the guy.
Oh my God,
whatsoever.
No. It's literally so fun.
Yeah. Why is it so
you're
fun?
You're just having sex with two people. Like, it's dope. Especially as...
You don't ever feel overwhelmed or busy or anything like that?
Certainly, but, like, that's also kind of fun. And then you can just be like, okay, now I'll, like, be the... Because I feel like there are kind of dynamics of, like, this person's the star.
Yeah.
And that can shift for sure.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you're like, oh my God, then you can just be like, okay, now you take over in terms of being, like, the center of attention.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Fascinating. So fun. Would recommend to anyone.
So
not to anyone, but to
probably
anyone
not to anyone,
who
but
wants to.
Anyone who's down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would recommend.
Cool.
Would love to have group sex.
Hey, yes. Slide in her DMs. You don't even need to be, like, it doesn't need to be one person. Two of you at once can slide in our DMs.
Yeah.
We'll set it up. But...
Honestly, yeah.
why not?
Fuck it.
That's
lonely. Just kidding. That's a joke.
Okay, so I'm hearing that you, like, had these sexual experiences with women, like, with other men. When did it start happening, like, solo?
So then, the first time I hooked up with a girl, with, like, just a girl, was around this time a year ago, which is so crazy.
Wow. Dude, I know, right? Very, like, recent.
Shockingly recent.
Yeah. Considering how long you knew.
I know.
And from your first experience with a girl.
Yeah, I know. And also, I did Tufts. Okay, I went to Tufts. I did Tufts burlesque in college. I did, like, burlesque dancing, which is just super fun because I, like, I love dancing.
Yeah, you're a dancer.
I'm a dancer. I've always danced. You.
Which is true.
Yeah, so I did burlesque, and I was in my friend Holly's dance, and her friend came to visit, and I was just like, oh my god, that girl's so hot, and then we all went out later that night, and she's just, like, super aggressive, and we were dancing, and then I was like,
which is kind of perfect for you.
Yeah, it's fully what I need. And we were just, like, dancing, and it was just escalating, and we just started hooking up, like, at this club. And then...
Were you like, whoa? Or were you like, this feels right?
I was like, whoa, but I was mostly whoa because I was like, this is so visible. Like, my friends are here. This is crazy. Whatever. Yeah. But it was, like, at a gay bar.
Yeah.
And so I felt, you know, super safe and, like, comfortable. And I was also, like, I mean, so many of my friends in college were queer.
Mm-hmm.
Are queer. Queer female sex is really good. Is, like, really good sex. I think that that...
Is it at all? Can... Hopefully, you know, people of the same sex kind of know what they like, so they maybe know how to treat someone else's body.
Yeah, I think there's a whole variety of reasons. I also think that just, like, within queer communities, there's so much more conversation about, like, pleasure. Yeah. Versus, like, this girl that I was hooking up with at the end of school.
There was an age difference between you and this girl.
Yeah.
And that kind of hindered it, right?
It just, like, scared the shit out of me, which I think... And I just, like, don't know how real of a concern that is, because she wasn't concerned. I was older, and she wasn't concerned about it at all, which I think is the typical response of a person who is younger.
Yeah.
And I think that I was projecting a lot of my own experiences of being a younger person and hooking up with cis men.
Who were older.
Who were older than me. One of which was, like, fully not consensual, which what I've talked to you about.
Yeah.
And he was much older than me. And then, yeah, and so I think that, like, I mean, I've talked to her about it at this point now, about, like, our age difference, and she's just been, like, it was never a concern for me, and she was the one who was pursuing me, which I think also contributed to me being, you know, I took that and was like, okay, well, then it's okay for me to be doing this, but even after we hooked up, I was so uncomfortable with it, I was so stressed about it.
Yeah.
For a while after, and still now, even though we've, like, fully talked about it, and part of what sometimes makes me feel more secure about it is, like, talking to her and hearing the way that she's processing things that I'm saying and being like, oh, this is consistent with what. And also, it was just funny because immediately prior to hooking up with her, I hooked up with these, like, with, like, a 27-year-old guy and a 29-year-old guy who just had the maturity levels of, like, a 12-year-old. The 27-year-old particularly. Surprised. And the 29-year-old was more, like, 24.
Okay.
Which was, like, fine.
Yeah.
But it was just crazy because she was, like, 18 and was just at such a different level than these men.
I think when it comes to age, in the end, age is really just a number.
Yeah.
It really does matter on, like, the maturity of the person. Or of both the people, honestly, to see if, like, it's compatible, it's comfortable, it makes people, like, it's gonna work.
Mm-hmm.
But it is something to note that in college, like, those 4 years, like, high school, college, and then, like it's that's massive. So different.
It's crazy. And it's also just really interesting because, like, I met her through these two girls that I was friends with who were first years, who I was very much, like, a mentor to, and I know that. And so it was just kind of confusing in terms of those boundaries and whatever. And also...
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, you already just spoke about to us, like, how much you've grown since high school, like, and into real life, like, post-college.
That's the other crazy thing, dude. So I'm also hooking up with this person right now, who I used to hook up with when I was a sophomore in college, like, right after I ended this relationship, basically, which he had no idea about. Like, I talked to him about that for the first time a couple weeks ago, where I was just like, dude, you had no idea. I was going fucking crazy when we first met. Like, I was not good.
Yeah.
And... you know, he's just like a dumb boy. So he was like, what?
Dumb boy.
And I was like, I mean, whatevs. And also we weren't, you know, it was never that serious.
Yeah, you weren't that, like.
I just didn't remember how, like, charismatic he is and how much we get along on a, oh yeah, on like a, perhaps a superficial level.
Okay.
But very well on a superficial level.
Yeah. Fair, there are always people like that. You need people like that.
You need people like that. That's what I was saying to my friend. My friend Lauren has now met him a couple times, and I, like, complained to her about how he's a really shitty texter. He's, like, always initiating text conversations with me and then won't respond, and I'm just like, dude, what the fuck is your problem? That's actually so whack.
Messed up?
It's so messed up. I called him out the other day, and he was like, I'm hooping. He literally was like, I'm playing basketball. And I was like, so then why the fuck did you text me? What? Like, that's my point. That's literally my point. I was like, I straight up said, because he, like, texted me and then I responded, and I was like, and then he didn't respond for a while, and I was like, dude, you always fucking do this where you'll hit me up and then not respond, and it's so annoying. Like, it's actually just irritating, and I don't care because I don't, frankly, don't really want to be, I don't really like texting.
You don't
really
care about him.
I don't, A, I don't care about him. B, I don't really like texting. So I'm just like, no part of me really wants, like, I would not have initiated a conversation with you, but you did.
Yeah.
And then you're fucking ghosting me, and it's so annoying.
Yeah.
Said in less crazy terms. but he literally was just like, I'm bawling. I was like, yeah, what? But, yeah. So anyways, though, I just remember, like, we first interacted, and I was so nervous to go, we made plans to see each other again, and I was just like, it's just crazy that I'm a completely different person than I was 2.5 years ago, mm-hmm. like, in so many ways, and you know, in other ways, I've been the same since I was 5, like, I do also really believe that.
No, but there are fundamental changes that do happen, and
massive,
like, this girl who's 18, in 2.5 years, she's not even gonna be 21.
Dude, I know, and the other funny thing is that, like, she texted me this summer, and she was like, changed my major, and I was like, oh,
Of course you
changed
did.
Your major. Like, I knew you weren't going to be poli-sci for more than a minute.
You were
poli-sci. Like, you're like, oh my God. Like,
yeah, I mean.
You're a gay woman who likes rock climbing and cooking. Like, you're not a fucking poli-sci major at Tufts.
I would say, like, in my experience with younger people, it's just very, like, it pays off to be forthcoming.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say. Like, you really need to be clear with your intentions.
Yeah,
and also, especially at that critical age point of when you're learning how to communicate and when you're learning how to,
18, how 19, to
process
20,
and,
like,
know what you want out of a certain 100%. Situation, it's really important to set a good example, honestly. Like I remember the first time that we hooked up, I was just like, wow, I could have been 1,000 times better about verbal consent, and I really, really, really feel horrible about that. Like, it really made me feel like shit.
Yeah.
Because, and I think that this also goes back to, like, questions of power dynamics in terms of, like, queer versus straight sex.
Now we're, like, transitioning out of college.
Yeah.
Like, has anything fun been going on for you now? Like,
oh my god I had this tweet the other day where I was like, lol, gonna get my New York City sugar daddy to pay for my flight to visit my Portland boyfriend and my Chicago wife, because my best friend lives in Chicago, and I hooked up with this guy in, like, April who moved to Portland pretty soon after, which I knew he was gonna do. And then we just, like, DM back and forth. And it was another one of those people who I, like, got along with pretty well, but not in an endgame type of way. Mm-hmm. Like, you're fun, but you're fucking crazy kind of way. And you clearly are really into me. And And he would just, like, DM me and be like, when are you coming to Portland? And I'd be like, LOL. And then once at the end of the summer, he was like, he responded to something and he was like, you're so beautiful, I'll pay for a ticket.
Oh, my
like,
God.
He was like, I'll split a ticket to Portland. And
wow.
I was like, interesting. And I was also super manic at the end of the summer because I was so happy to be home.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, everything that put itself in my path, I was like, this is amazing. As mania does. And so I got this message and I was like, oh my God, I have to go to Portland. And then I was, and then I kind of came down from that and I was like, what the fuck? But long story short, I am going to Portland.
Okay.
In like 2 weeks. And I am going to see him.
And he split the ticket with you?
Yeah.
And how did you meet again?
Tinder.
Okay.
He's super hot.
So are those like, is Tinder the app that you're on? Is that like...
Oh, yeah, that's the only app.
That's the only app you're on?
Yeah.
Really? How come?
I don't really like dating apps, but I find Tinder fun.
You are like the only person I know who's
still
on Tinder.
Wait.
Yeah, I mean, none of my girlfriends are on Tinder anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like it's hinged.
No, I love Tinder.
Because people are trying to be more serious.
That's the thing I'm not.
I know. But there's Bumble and then...
I don't like Bumble. I find it creepy.
That's fair. I mean, I'm sure dynamics are also like... But the Bumble dynamic is really made for straight people.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then it's just any other dating app, I guess, for
queer
people.
I just find Tinder so much more, like, because I don't like talking to people.
I
don't like texting, and I'm not good
And that's
at
also
it.
Why Bumble
and
probably
I'm
doesn't work for you.
And I'm great in person.
Right?
I'm fucking fantastic IRL.
You are A1 in person.
A1, baby. And so I would so much rather, like, that's also my experience with dating apps is, like, if I'm not making plans to meet up with someone within the first 5 minutes of talking, then I'm never going to see them again.
Yeah.
And I'm probably not even going to respond.
So, a segment that we do at the end of every episode now, you might like the name. It's kind of quirky.
Oh, that's so quirky.
So, this segment is called Shots.
I love
because
that.
They're rapid-fire questions.
Oh, I wish we were doing them. Body shots.
Body shots, baby.
We do body shots off of each other. You can't see it.
So we're also going to insert some poll questions, which you can find on our Instagram at drinks.first. This is the first one. Threesomes, question mark.
Yes.
Yes. Is long distance worth it?
It depends on what capacity you're doing long distance in.
Do you talk to people in your ride share?
Oh, yeah. I love to.
What's worse, works a lot or has no job?
Works a lot. Depends on the job.
Girls who only have pictures of themselves on Instagram, hot or not?
Not super hot. But also, like, no judgment.
Fair.
But also, like, fuck off.
Have you ever done a walk of shame?
Of course.
Hickeys, hot or not?
Hot in the moment. I like hickeys that aren't super visible. Like, if it's on your neck, but
mm-hmm.
if it's, like, elsewhere.
Yeah.
Super hot.
Non-traditional piercings, hot or not?
Mostly hot. Hot.
Large tattoos, lots of tattoos, hot or not?
Hot.
Short hair or long hair on men?
Depends.
Short hair or long hair on women?
Depends.
Yeah, I'd agree with both of those. Okay, they ask you to hang out, but then don't respond for a long time when you try and make plans. Do you try again or do you cut it?
I try again because I don't have the willpower to ghost someone.
Have you never ghosted anyone before?
No. Literally no.
Wow.
Yeah, I literally can't do shit like
well,
that.
Well, if you're trying to look for someone, if you're tired of the ghosting, this girl's a dream.
I don't mean it, though. I want to be ghosting you.
Couples that work out together and post it on social media.
Ew. What the fuck? That's psycho.
Okay.
Once my ex tried to work out with me and I was like, actually, I'm not going to go for a run. I tried to borrow his, like, running armband, and he was like, oh, I was about to go for a run, too. You want to go together? And I was like, I'm ill.
You're like, I'd rather sit at home.
I've fallen deathly ill.
Super picky eaters, red flag, deal breaker, it doesn't really care. Would matter.
It certainly matters. Probably a deal breaker. It depends
really?
On how long it would go. I just think that's so whack. It's like, you're a fucking adult. Get over it.
Okay, your date doesn't drink / can't drink. You're meeting at a bar. Do they tell you before the date or when they get there?
I think they should tell you before because I would, if that's the situation, I would rather do something else.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Do men just want one thing?
No.
That's so almost silly. 50-50.
I know, I saw that. Isn't that crazy? I was like, what the fuck? Y'all are so stupid. What?
Is Snapchat insane. Dead?
I don't use it. Some people like it. People always ask for my Snapchat on Tinder, and I'm just like, I don't have one.
Well, Snapchat's kind of sus for Tinder, but exactly, my whole life is on Snapchat. I don't really post it on Instagram that much, so. this question is, have you ever hooked up with a friend?
Haha.
Yes. Who pays on the first date?
I prefer to split it.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I went on a date with a potential sugar daddy.
Really?
No joke. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Split it with a sugar daddy. Potential.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar daddy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you parallel park?
Well, I don't have a license, but I would argue, I would argue that I can.
What?
Though I didn't even get to that point when I tried to take my first license test because I got so nervous that I missed every other instruction and then it started pouring rain.
It was a whole thing.
But I drove myself to my solo hike yesterday without even a wallet on.
Alright, on that note.
Call the police.
If you like someone who's real good at walking,
even better at driving.
Even better at driving. But is A1, like I said, in person, an absolute ball, a gorgeous woman inside and out. Men and women, the DMs are wide open. Groups of people. Hordes of people. The DMs are wide open. Again, at drinks.first. on Instagram. If you don't have an Instagram, drinksfirstpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh my god, hot. That's hot. I want an email.
And yeah, thank you so much for being on and sharing your stories with us. And I will see you guys next week.